Speaking of, as always, on Wednesday afternoons, though, it is that time of the day, and we are joined now by Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library for Talking Books.
Hey!
Welcome. I feel like giving you a round of applause.
I gave myself a round of applause.
Yes,
I was giving you a round of applause.
Oh, no, you weren't.
You were giving yourself a round of applause.
Okay,
I was. You're right.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I keep hearing those promo spots you did of our show, and they're just hilarious. I'm like,
They're fun, right? I didn't say that. Oh, wait, I just said that. You did. Yeah.
They're pretty great. They're pretty hilarious.
They might have been taken slightly out of context, but they weren't actually taken out of context. No, not in the slightest.
So what's going on? We're just talking about July 4th. I was there.
Yeah, we were both there.
It was awesome.
I might have done a rap in front of 20,000 people. That may have happened. You totally did. I totally did, yes.
I saw the mayor earlier today at the library for a meeting, and she was talking about her, you know, improv.
The improv thing with Kit. Yeah, that was fun.
Like everything from, what about lanes? And
yeah, everyone came like,
to,
just
like,
ask advice type questions
with?
Or things that you've always wanted to know. And they started asking, like, really? Like this 8-year-old kid was like, I want to know about traffic lanes on Ephesus Church Road. Like, what? Who brought you?
Right?
And then someone asked about who she went to prom with. I'm like, what?
But she rolled with it. I thought she was great.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So when are you going to be doing improv on stage with us in front of 30,000 people?
I don't do improv. I'd like to keep my job, therefore. I mean, it's risky giving me a microphone on the radio.
That's true. We kind of do improv every single week. Yeah.
Improv. Actually, the last time I did improv. It was actually just before I got this job, and there was a retreat for the senior leadership team.
Okay.
And there was a little improv exercise about creativity and leadership.
Was this in Lawrence, or?
No, it was here.
Oh, it was okay.
It was at DSI.
Oh, nice.
And I was doing my piece with, I forget who it was, and we were female wrestlers.
Oh.
Not wrestlers. We were wrestlers.
Wrestlers, yes. That's,
and that
that's
was
an
our
important
improv
distinction.
Scene.
Yeah.
We were trying to come up with a new name.
That's an important distinction because of the accent.
And the spelling.
And the spelling, yeah.
R-A-S-S-L-E-R.
R-A-S-S-L-E-R. Oh, yes.
I was a wrestler.
Absolutely.
What are we even talking? This is not going to make it into a promo segment. I'm a little proud.
It probably is. In fact, the line, this is probably not going to make it into a promo segment, almost certainly will make it into a promo segment. Yeah.
I love it. So the 4th was awesome.
4th was awesome. Fireworks were great.
I'm saying, I think we're trying to move up the list.
We should move up the list after
those
fireworks.
Felt like, I've been the last 3 years, and those felt like there was a little something else going on.
It reached a crescendo, and the crowd started to cheer, and you could hear the crowd starting to go nuts, but that wasn't the crescendo, because it just kept right on going.
There was some crazy stuff.
Yes.
Different pyrotechnic spectacles.
Yeah, loved it.
It was fun.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
I don't know.
Okay,
wrestling?
Cool.
Was
wrestling,
that our...
yes. Hey, it can be. I have no books to recommend on wrestling.
I thought you took a very interesting tactic for our prompt.
Because we didn't really
this
have
day
any
in history.
We didn't really have any ideas, so I got on the Googles and I looked up July 6th, which is today.
Also known as 4 days before my birthday.
4 days, really? Your birthday is July 10th?
Yes, it is.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Ah, I'll have to wish you a happy belated birthday when you come back next week.
Yes, pre and post, I expect.
Yes, pre and post. It's important. Yeah. All right.
So other than 4 days before my birthday, something minor happened in history as well.
Yes. Today, on this day in history in 1957, and you can, like, there were a lot of things that happened on this day in history. This was the one that stood out to me. On this day in history in 1957, in what I have to assume is Liverpool, because I don't know if they got out very much, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met each other for the first time this date 59 years ago, if I'm doing my math right.
And history was made.
History
the
was
world
made.
Was forever changed.
They formed the Beatles 3 years later, but on this day in 1957, they actually met for the first time. So I don't know what the meeting was like. No one knows what was going on in the room where it happened, but yes.
Schoolyard? I'm imagining like a maybe they're sneaking cigarettes behind
the primary school.
I don't know.
Maybe they met at some local concert or something.
Right?
They were in the cavern. One of their bands was performing and the other one was just there to watch and was just sort of enamored with the
smoky whole
thing. Like in that first scene of Chicago where an Azel Rigger walks in and sees Catherine Zeta-Jones singing. It was just like that.
Yeah.
Or
no,
not.
It was probably not.
I have no
not.
Idea. No. Yeah.
So you probably didn't know this when you threw this out there as our prompt, but my family is huge Beatles fans.
Yeah.
So I will say, just like my older son went through tractor phase and then, you know, dinosaur phase.
Mm-hmm.
We had an intense Beatles phase.
Ooh, I like
it. We would watch the movies like Hard Day's, what's the other one? Hard Day's Night. But what's the other
one? I own Help, Yellow Submarine.
Help, yeah. We watched those.
I still have not seen Let It Be, but I think it's on YouTube. It's hard to find. You can't get the DVD anywhere, but I'm pretty sure it's available just randomly on YouTube if you don't mind seeing like a grainy copy, which I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah, Hard Day's Night, it's such a great movie. It's one of my favorite movies
from the
60s.
That's the one where they're chasing the band everywhere, right? We would reenact that scene in our house and like furniture broke.
Crash everywhere.
My older son was Ringo 1 year for Halloween. Nice. Most adorable costume ever. We sang Beatles songs as lullabies. He's actually still got this Beatles poster in his room. It's moved to 2 states now. It's like falling apart. I was like, we could get you a new one. He's like, no, Mom. That's my Beatles poster.
There's a nostalgia value on
this is a great
Beatles poster. All right. I love it. So cool. So our topic is music in general, but I know I've got a Beatles related recommendation. I'm sure you
do. Pretty much everything of mine is about the Beatles.
Awesome.
Except for one.
Okay, cool. So
Who's going first?
I'm
going
to let you start because you said everything that I have, which implies that you have more than two. I have two. So I'll let you go first.
I do have more than two.
That's good.
Okay, so my first one is, hang on, I just forgot.
Wait a
minute.
If we're doing Beatles book recommendations, this might be the moment when we have the same one. We'll see.
I doubt it,
but we'll see.
I don't think, well, maybe we do. We'll find out.
We might, because we haven't
before. We could start talking about books.
Yes.
If we actually start talking about books today. Okay.
If we start talking about books now, we're actually like 5 minutes earlier than we usually start talking about books. So.
Okay, so there are so many band bios of the Beatles, authorized, unauthorized. Mm-hmm. Some take certain points of like certain times, certain concert tours, certain periods.
Right.
It's like, which one do I recommend? And I'm going to recommend my favorite one, which was a very, very popular one. It's just called The Beatles, The Biography.
Yes.
By Bob Spitz, who also wrote a great bio of Dylan. And to me, it's like the definitive biography of the band.
This wasn't the Big Gray book, was it?
No, this was the one with their four heads on it. It's a photo. The Big Gray one was, I think, more like a photographic.
Yeah. Went along with the anthology, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trying to think of the title, and then I couldn't think
anthology,
of it.
Anthology, that's it.
Yeah.
I think he's got a great writing style. Mm-hmm. He covers everything from the sort of meaning of the band in like music, but also the Cultural Revolution. He covers it all. I think his writing is great. And what I love about it is he covers some of the like well-known anecdotes and then some of like the lesser ones. Everything about the reaction to Sergeant Pepper's and all of those stories. There's a great one about meeting Elvis, which is awesome. And he really covers all of those sort of more known and lesser known anecdotes.
He's got to cover the meetings with Dylan really well, too.
With Dylan, he covers the More Popular Than Jesus stuff,
that whole thing.
All of it. Yeah. So, and I think that it's a really big book, but the writing style is great. So that's the Beatles, The Biography by Bob Spitz.
If you're only going to read one... Okay.
Oh, you ask these questions?
I mean, is it recent? Did it come out like a long time ago?
No, it's in the 2000s,
okay,
I think.
So
and in
recent.
Fact, I think it was reprinted.
Okay.
Oh, but wait, that's why I have my phone.
There's more.
Wait,
don't tell
2005.
Me. 2005. Okay, I'm like 10 years old. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Was he able to talk with, do interviews with the surviving members?
I can't remember.
Was George Harrison still alive then? Yeah, he died recently.
Who's still alive?
Paul and Ringo.
And Ringo's still alive. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Ooh, God. I really think I have to say George on that one.
Ringo.
Yeah.
I'm a Ringo.
I mean,
all the way.
In terms of personality, there's no question it's obviously Ringo. I like George just because he's sort of like the heart and soul of the band without necessarily being like front and center. Like, if you ask me who my favorite member of Fleetwood Mac is, my answer is Christine for the same reason that my favorite Beatle is George. Like,
okay.
He's the heart and soul of the band without being the one that's front and center.
I gotcha.
But without him, like, it's not even close to being the same.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
George.
Yeah.
I'm Ringo.
All right.
It's kind of like asking, like, what's your sign, right?
Yeah, except there's a correct answer to that question, and I don't think there's a correct answer. Like, it would be like asking me what's my sign if I were born on 12 different days of the year.
Right.
Which, I feel like there's a book available that tells me that I actually secretly am, but in 12 different univi.
Univi? Let's talk about books here.
Okay, cool.
Let's get back to books, baby.
mine, speaking of wild, crazy conspiracy theories, There is, of course, the wild, crazy conspiracy theory about the Beatles, which is that...
That Tupac was a member and that they're all still alive?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Yes. No.
Okay.
None of that is correct. That Paul is dead, right? So...
Oh, right.
Yeah. The rumor that Paul McCartney secretly died in a motorcycle crash in the 1960s and got replaced by an imposter lookalike who looks almost exactly like Paul but isn't quite. But
right.
when he joined the band, like, the dynamic changed and Paul's contributions started getting different and he started dating someone else and his relationship with John changed and all of that. And all of the whole conspiracy theory and all of the secret clues that the Beatles almost certainly deliberately dropped in their albums and in their songs and in particular in their album cover art, like Sgt. Pepper, all of that is contained in a book called The Walrus Was Paul by R. Gary Patterson.
Wow.
Which is a fascinating book.
Wow.
And it's kind of like the Elvis conspiracy, like the Elvis
is
Alive conspiracy.
Is it written tongue-in-cheek or is it serious?
It's written seriously by a guy who's like, okay, here's the rumor, here's the evidence. His conclusion is, no, Paul is not actually dead. That's silly. But the Beatles almost certainly heard the rumors and decided to run with it.
I love it.
So there's all of these secret, like, little clues in all of the, especially the album covers and a couple of little details in the movies that had to have been put in there deliberately. And the fascinating one is the cover for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, where the drum head, which says Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, it's Sgt. Pepper's, like, running around the rim, club band on the bottom side, and right across the middle is Lonely Hearts. But if you take, I don't know who decided to try this in the first place, but it's absolutely true. If you take a little mirror and hold it up to the word Lonely Hearts, like set the mirror like right across the middle, all of a sudden a message appears and Lonely Hearts gets transformed into I-1-I-X, he die, with an arrow pointing directly up to Paul McCartney.
Oh, come on.
That can't be. That can't
I'm gonna go
be
home and
a,
try that.
That can't possibly be an accident.
So what I love about that is, like, that's... That...
And the rumor is that he died on November 9th, so I-1-11-I-X-9.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That feels so modern, like some stunt that, like, some social media thing would happen now.
Yeah.
So that just tells you, like, I think how much they grasped all of the media and the popular culture pieces of it. I will say...
It's a fun book,
What's
though.
What's it called, The Walrus?
The Walrus Was Paul, so the line from the line from Glass Onion, right? Here's another clue for you all.
Oh,
the Walrus
right.
Was Paul. And like, that's the line from Glass Onion. Here's another clue for you all. The
right.
Walrus
and then
Was
there
Paul.
Is a clue.
And, like, that has nothing to do with the rest of the song, which is kind of this, like, psychedelic song anyway.
You're
but, like,
killing me. My brain hurts now.
Yeah.
I can't
it's
even process it all.
It's such a fun book. It's such a fun book.
So what's your favorite Beatles album?
Ooh, Abbey Road.
Really?
Abbey Road for favorite Beatles album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. What's yours?
Revolver, I think.
Revolver's really good.
Okay, here's a
Revolver's
weird
my number two.
Yeah,
but
Revolver's
Abbey Road,
a great one.
Abbey Road is one that I hadn't ever listened to, so I bought it. I took it home. I was in grad school at this point, and I decided to make it an experience. So I put the CD into the player, hit play, and just, like, laid down on my bed with the lights off, just listened to it for 45 minutes.
Backwards?
So that, no. I don't know if you can do that on a CD.
Oh, no, you can.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm sure there's a way. But no, like, it was just, and it's such a transcendent album, and it just, like, reaches this great crescendo, and
yeah,
it's perfect.
Although, so I will say for July the 4th, and actually it's Revolver, Rubber Soul, those
yeah,
two
those
for
two
me
together.
Go back and
yeah.
forth.
I think you're right, though. Revolver's a little bit better. I agree
I
with
think
you
so.
On that.
Today,
yeah.
you
yep,
know,
yep, yep.
ask me tomorrow, it'll be different.
Yeah.
My
here,
older boy for July the 4th was sporting his, I brought it back to him from Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
It's an awesome shirt. So it's the Abbey Road cover, but
yes.
it's got the
Founding Fathers
on it.
Oh,
it's
nice. Who is who? Do you,
oh,
who's
I
on
forget.
It? Is it like,
they're all on there.
Okay, cool.
So I did just get a text from my husband.
Uh-oh.
Hello, honey.
Hey.
Listening at home.
How are you?
Saying tomorrow in history, July 7th,
uh-oh.
Ringo's birthday.
Really? Man, we're leaving George completely out of this.
I know, poor George. Okay, so right. My next book.
Yes.
Another Beatles book, because I was being very literal when our prompt was the Beatles. So I chose what I think is my favorite overall definitive book about the band. Mm-hmm. Another book I love is called Ticket to Ride by Larry Kane, I believe, K-A-N-E. And it takes the tours that the Beatles did of North America in 1964 and 65. And he was one of the only journalists that got to, like, tour with them in this capacity. And he just writes about the whole thing. And it's
awesome.
Great. It's Beatlemania. It's, you know, ride the tour bus, flying on the plane with the guys. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. Lots of oral histories and oral interviews. It's really, really great book. So for an overall look, I would say that first book. But this one is Ticket to Ride by Larry Kane. It's great.
What is your favorite Beatles song?
Oh, I don't know. What's yours?
Day Tripper.
Day Tripper?
Day Tripper, very closely followed by You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
I will tell you that. So my older sister is 8 years older than me, and mm-hmm. a lot of my music mm-hmm. taste came from her because she was my big sister with all the albums.
Ooh, just like an Almost Famous.
Yeah. Yep. And one of the first songs, non-kid song, actually the first non-kid song uh-huh. that I ever learned as a kid.
Yes.
Off the White Album. Rocky Raccoon.
Oh, that's such a great song.
Right?
Love that song. Yes. When I was growing up, we had a piano. I took piano lessons for a couple of years, but my mom could really play. And she had this, like, ratty old book that she must have had since the 60s of like, just sort of pop songs, piano versions of pop songs. And there was one Beatles song in it, and it was Michelle, mm-hmm. which is such a, like, obscure Beatles song. But that was the first Beatles song that I ever knew. And for a long time, it was the only Beatles song
and
that I ever knew.
And you could learn French from it, too.
Yes, you could. Sonne mon qui vont très bien ensemble.
Well done.
Très bien ensemble. But for the longest time, like, I thought that was the Beatles song. Like, of all, like, I thought that was what they made their name on, was their classic hit, Michelle. And it wasn't until years later, like, I was like, oh, they did that one, too? They did that one, too? Yeah.
Yeah, depending on the playground, you could be like get beat up for saying, like, that's your favorite Beatles song.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, yeah, kid, what's your favorite Beatles song?
Michelle.
Yeah, I'd feel bad.
Grab sticks and run. Yes.
Okay, whose turn is it to talk about books?
It's mine. I don't have any more Beatles books, but I did want to take this opportunity, since we're talking about music, to recommend a graphic novel that I don't think I've recommended before, which is Umbrella Academy. It is like a takeoff on superhero. It's like a family of superheroes. They're all like special, like kids with super abilities that were adopted at a super young age and raised to be a family of sibling superheroes by this sort of shadowy, weird father, not quite father figure.
Do they play instruments?
One of them does. The one who has powers but doesn't really, we don't really know what her power is, and it turns out that the father...
Is playing Michelle on the piano?
No, as it turns out. It turns out that the father kept her powers from her because she was so powerful that she would overwhelm the world if she ever used them. So she grew up thinking that she was the only one without powers, when in fact she was the strongest one, and her power is music related. So the first volume of Umbrella Academy, I think there's only two out with a third one that's been long planned but hasn't come to fruition yet. The first volume is called Apocalypse Suite, and it's about like her revenge scheme on the rest of the family when she realizes she's got these powers.
Oh, wow.
And she wants to take revenge. Yeah, super fun. I don't recommend volume two as much, but volume one is really, really good. So check it out.
Awesome.
And it's by the author of it is Gerard Way, who is the lead singer from My Chemical Romance. So he knows from music. So there's a lot of...
That's one of those bands I feel like I should have listened to and just never did.
Yeah, it's from the last 15 years or so, you know.
Ouch!
We got our Beatles. It's
Ouch.
Fine.
Okay.
There's a lot of music from the last 15 years that I like, but we're talking about the Beatles now. So.
My TV, my pop culture, whether it's books, movies, whatever, uh-huh. Like my older son's 11, pretty much that's when my
gotcha.
Plateau
oh,
hit.
Yeah,
I'm
that
just
makes
saying.
Sense. Yeah.
It's all their fault.
There's a lot of really good music out there. It's just so many places to find music that you have to really search to find the really good stuff that's out now.
Kids today. You
Kids
and
today.
Your music and the iWebs and the webtoons.
Pandoras and Pangeas and whatnots.
Okay, anyway. I got one more.
Okay, go for it.
One more. Sticking closely with the Beatles one.
All right.
I was going to expand out to music in general, but I said,
but no.
Why go there?
Exactly.
So the next one is a kid's book that is called John Paul George and Ben. So it's by Lane Smith, who wrote The Stinky Cheese Man. He's a great children's mm-hmm. author. I think he loves to sort of wink at the grown-ups. So this is about the Founding Fathers.
Of course.
Yeah, John Paul, George, and Ben. But it's definitely, I love the artwork in it, and it's about them as kids. So in it, one of them has this really big handwriting, like, on the chalkboard, and his teacher's always right. like, you know, like, why are you writing so big?
Hancock.
And exactly. And there's also a lot. Lots and lots of references, like tongue-in-cheek kind of things uh-huh. to the Beatles.
Oh, that's so fun.
It's really, really great. It came out pretty recently.
Okay.
So
John Hancock, Paul Revere, Ben Franklin. Who's the George? There's only
Washington.
One George. Oh, God, yeah. All I could think of was King George. No. Like, they didn't put King George in there. Oh, yeah, George Washington.
Yes,
that guy.
That George.
All right, fine.
And Ben
Go
Franklin.
For it. I'll just show myself out.
So, for me, it bridges the July 4th straight into the anniversary of John and Paul meeting. There you have it,
Very
folks.
Very nice. Love
Dropping
it.
Dropping my mic.
Boom.
Boom. There
All
it
right.
is.
Susan Brown, Chapel Hill Public Library. We will talk to you again next week and wish you a happy belated birthday.
Well, there you go. Let's do it.